Blog Talk Radio.
T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. All three engines up and burning. 2, 1, 0, and liftoff.
Coach on Fire Radio.
Fire the sky.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Step Up and Speak Out with Trish. I'm Trish Fritton, a public speaking mentor, coach, and author, a mentor introverts, typically authors and advocates, to help them step up and share their message with the earth. Just a warning, we're having a few minor technical difficulties, so I ask you to bear with the show. You may have a little bit of breaking up. As some of you may be aware of the shows, I have a very slow upload speed where I am, so sometimes that causes some breaking. We're going to definitely be able to hear our speaker, and we're going to have some fun on this show. Our numbers to check in. North America listeners, if you want to call in with a question, just call in on 646-716-7979. And if you're outside North America and listening in live, on the tbr.com/9111431, then follow the links to the chat, pop your question in there. Or you can, of course, message me on Facebook and I'll pass your questions on to our guest today. And our guest speaker is Pauline Vail. Pauline is an intimacy expert and certified teacher and facilitator. Hi, Pauline. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. A little hard to hear at times, but thank you.
Yes, we're going to have a full call, and if you aren't quite here, just ask me to read the question.
I will. Thank you.
I will be speaking with Pauline soon, and we'll talk more about why statistically sex is one of the most important aspects of life after all. It's still a topic that's not fully out in the open, so we're really going to bring it out in the open in the next 30 or 40 minutes. And look forward to the conversation I'm going to have with Pauline. Before we get up, I'm going to share today's question and the frequently asked question. And one of the things that I often ask and comes to me regularly is, how do I stop umming and ahhing? You know, how if you listen to some speakers, you can hear them go and goes all the way through. Things I want to get across is, there's nothing wrong with having a few ums and ahs in your presentation. You don't have to be perfect. It's a situation. What happens, though, is when these speakers' ums and ahs become so obvious that they intrude on the message the speaker wants to deliver, then they become a problem. And I'm sure if you think some speakers that you may have listened to or heard, some of them are really good. They go straight through. Some of them, you might hear a few ums and ahs. And then there's those that near every second or third word is I want to talk to you today about I want to talk to you about that And that's when it becomes an issue, because it starts to detract from what we can hear. How to fix it? Well, first, ums and ahs are verbal pause for thought. What happens is we're not sure what we're saying, we're looking for the next word, our jaw drops, the air comes out, and we go, what do you think? So the first thing is to close your mouth, breathe through the nose, think what you're going to say, open and speak. It takes a bit of practice, but you find if you really consciously look and think about what you're saying, adding those pauses, you're going to reduce the ums and ahs that come out in your presentation, and you're going to sound just that professional. It it makes it a lot easier for people to hear you. So that's our frequently asked question for today. As usual, I'll be sharing tips, techniques, and strategies each show. If there is something you would like answered, just email me on info@trashel.com.au or send me a PM on Facebook, and then tune in to the next show to hear your answer. Now, it's my delight to meet and speak with our next guest, Pauline Ryland. Pauline is an intimacy whisperer, a certified tantra teacher and facilitator, static sexological body worker, and master practitioner of NLP, neuro-linguistic programming. She's also got advanced conscious reprogramming and hypnotherapy. Now, Pauline works on all levels of mind, body, and spirit as an intimacy and sex coach and educator. She sees singles or couples experiencing challenges with intimacy, sex, relationships, and everything in between. She also works with couples who are very happy, who would like to learn more in ways to deepen their connection and sexual experiences. Pauline is passionate about sustainability in relationships, as well as teaching people how to experience more in their orgasm pleasure. She's written books in Queensland, Australia, at Woods Oak Festival and Mind, Body, Spirit Festival to packed houses. Today, we're going to be briefly chatting about sex in general, how to re-spark relationships, libido, and how to get more out of our sexual experience. Who wouldn't want to do either one, two, or all three of those? Hi, Pauline. Thanks for joining us. How's that technical issue coming up for you?
It's still breaking up, but it's definitely not as bad as it was. So that's good. We'll see how we go.
Okay. Good. Okay. Well, that's all sort of things that you do, Pauline. It's a really fascinating subject. And as I mentioned, one that quite a lot of people have some trouble reading out in the open and speaking about. So let's get rid of that first question, another one that you get asked all the time, and that is, how did you get started in this work?
Okay, yes, well, that is very much one of the questions I always get asked. And I guess it probably started well before I knew it was starting, as sometimes is the case. And I was married for about 15, 16 years, and we had some challenges in our relationship, as all relationships go through those patches. Unfortunately, we weren't able to sort them out. And when we didn't have sex a lot, because when you're not happy, you don't have a lot of sex. And on a few occasions when we would have sex, I'd be like, oh my God, this is amazing. Why aren't we having sex more often? And it was because it was like, that's right, I don't like you very much. We're not having any connection. We're not talking very much. And so I basically shut my libido down unknowingly, and along with that, buried my emotions. And then in the early years of me, well, I'd only just had my baby and I got diagnosed with a serious health issue, and that's when things started to turn around. Our marriage didn't survive, and the day after our marriage ended, I actually started feeling incredibly aroused, and I was quite surprised that in the middle of a relationship breakup and heading to the divorce courts and something that was going to be fairly messy, that my libido had come back full throttle. And I didn't really understand it, but I knew that I didn't want to shut it down. And so I guess that sort of started me on my journey of real self-discovery, and went off and did a whole lot of different workshops and courses and around spiritual sacred sexuality. And then I started training as an NLP practitioner, and we were looking for what were our areas that we were going to specialize in. And I was with my girlfriend, and I was talking about wanting to be, you know, a health and wellness type of coach, or a life coach, or personal well-being, and that the things that I was passionate on. And she was just slamming me, telling me if that was boring every time I opened my mouth. So it got to a point where I felt like my back was against the wall, and I didn't really know what to say in this process, because she was quite hammering me and out of my mouth, and I didn't really know where it came from. But we all know that it was sort of, I guess, a message from spirit. the word sex dump tumbled out of my mouth. And she just looked at me and she said, "That's it, Pauline. You know more about sex than anybody I know." And I'm sort of like going, "Really? Can I really like start with sex as being my niche?" And I had already had the, I guess, insights that I was a sexual healer for many years, but I sort of kept pushing that aside. So that's really how I started. I applied the principles of NLP to people's problems. I looked at the problem, went below the surface and below the surface and below the surface of that to see what was going on. And I looked at where they were, where they wanted to go, and created the strategies and steps to get them there. And I did draw on a lot of the knowledge that I had already gathered. And so that's sort of how it started. And I guess after a while, I wanted more knowledge and more information, and I studied and became certified as a tantra teacher. And then I sort of did my sexological body training more recently. And so that's just sort of how it began, quite unplanned, I guess is a good way to say it.
Actually, some things that we call the ones and the niche things that we're really good at, unplanned is usually what happens, I think, for a lot of us.
Yeah, we resist. Well, I was resisting, but it's also quite funny because I had over the years a couple of psychics that would just randomly say to me, "You're a teacher," and I'd be going, "Me? Teach? What am I going to teach?" And I remember doing a training for those of you that know Doreen Virtue, the angel guru, I'll call her. I did a training with her many years ago. And I had this vision of this particular sequence of colours in a shape of a box before I went to the training, and didn't sort of really think anything of it. And then we got these sheets handed out, and there was the vision that I saw, and it said teach next to it. And I was like, okay, great. Still don't know what I'm going to teach, but there you go. And so, yeah, here I am all these years later teaching about sex. So, funny how life unravels.
Absolutely. And and that's right. Life can just get you right out of the left field. But you're thinking and doing what you're supposed to be and do.
Yeah.
So let's also, you mentioned about your libido, and I think it's sort of, you go.
No, go on. Sorry.
I do have a bit of delay in my, after what I'm fortunate today. So we'll just sort of work through that. But what I want to go back to the leader, because you mentioned that what had the issues you had when you were breaking up and how it's coming back and that. And I think that's one of the things you might like to start with that area, is why it disappears, how can you get it back? I think you touched a little bit about it, very much into the emotion, but if we can explore that for a moment.
Yeah, sure. Look, there's lots of reasons why libido disappears, and there's also lots of myths. You know, I think one of the biggest myths is that when women hit perimenopause and menopause, that their libido goes. But I'm working with women of all age brackets that have no libido. And so the no libido can come in for lots of different reasons. So you've got to look at, first off, health. And this is for men and women, health. Any medications that you're on can actually affect libido. So they're some of the big things. Alcohol, smoking cigarettes, all the classic things. And then you've got things like any sexual abuse or trauma that you've had as a young person at any point in your life can also affect your libido, because it will start to help, you'll start disconnecting. And when you lose that disconnection, it travels through in lots of different ways, whether it is a fear of intimacy. There's also you lose libido if one partner's not interested in sex, and then therefore then you sort of, your libido will sort of, you'll lose your libido as well because your partner's not interested. And emotional is a huge reason why libido can go too. You know, all the emotional stuff that we get bogged down with, all the emotional stuff that we stuff down can also get in the way. I definitely believe that libido can be turned around. There's only a few instances where libido can't be turned around, and that's when it's due to really serious health issues where medications are involved. Otherwise, I am a definite believer that I can turn libido around. And it's just a matter of looking at all the whole picture of what's going on for the person to see what areas need working. Yes, there's certain things that I do to promote and increase the libido, but I also look at the emotional aspects and the beliefs and all the things that get in the way as well. So it's quite a wide range of reasons, and it will affect people in different ways. In my own personal circumstances, I was miserable and I was stuffing my emotions down, and along with that, I unknowingly was stuffing my libido down. And, you know, if you don't have this great communication with your partner, you're not going to be as interested. If your partner doesn't listen to how you would like to have sex, that's also going to be a libido killer. So it's really, you know, one of my biggest statements is without great communication, you cannot have great intimacy, and without great intimacy, you cannot have great sex. Yes, you can have sex, but if you want it to be something of some potency, you're not going to get it without those two things prior.
Well, I thought something I doubt from there is that it could be self-preservation, I think, is for the libido to be sweetened down. None of these things are working. We do it as a self-preservation mode. Well, it's not interested in me, or if this isn't working, I'm just going to protect myself. Concept?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it can definitely be part of, you know, if you're not happy, or if there's, you know, if you've had been in years of abusive relationships, and then maybe you might find yourself in another abusive relationship, or you might find yourself in a really loving relationship, but you've just reached saturation point, your body's going to shut down. So that's, you know, that's where we've got to work with the mind, the body and the spirit, look at the whole picture of what's going on for each individual person. And sometimes it's just that whole thing, you know, I've got a, yeah, I can draw many clients that I'm working with at the moment around all these different things that are going on for them and why their libido is shut down. It's quite varied.
Okay. So how would we go about re-sparking this and starting it back up? I'm looking up the spirit, the whole picture, but what are some of the things you can do or people come to you to get assistance with?
To get assistance with? What are some of the actual things that I give them to do? Is that what you're asking?
Some of the things that you can help them with, some of the things that they can go up and do to get libido going.
Yeah. Look, there's a myriad of things that I give my clients, but it's really a matter of, I have created a system, I guess, where I layer in the activities that I get clients to do. And the reason I do that is because we need to look at each level of what things will come up, because there's always going to be things that are going to come up. I just finished working with a young lady, 29-year-old, who sort of said to me, you know, she came to me because of her fear of intimacy and her zero libido. She's 29, married with her partner for 11 years. And she sort of said, oh, yeah, I've spoken to Pauline, it'll be all sorted in 3 weeks. Well, more like 3-4 months. And she's like, said, I'm really glad that you laid everything in, because all the awarenesses that come along the way and new things that come up from each activity. So, you know, I usually start with, for women, one of the things I start with is around self-love. That's a huge thing. So giving them activities to connect into themselves and doing some self-love exercises and confidence building exercises. With men, it's usually a little bit differently. With men, I usually teach them to connect into their bodies more, because men are usually just focused solely on the genitals. So it's about connecting into the whole body. So they're some of the starting things that I do.
I think that you would get a wide range of people and a wide range of problems.
Yes.
You just sort of mentioned that one for 29-year-old. Do you want to share what problems are, a few stories or a few ideas that people can get a feel that range from the spectrum, from sort of small problems to big problems?
Yeah, sure. Look, you know, I think the majority of the work that I do is libido stuff, but there's always other things, but there's other drivers behind why it's libido. So I had a couple recently who was a young guy, 37, and married to a slightly older lady in the early 40s, but they were happily in love. They were a really adorable couple. And he was incredibly devastated because he wasn't getting erections and maintaining erections. And he'd done the whole drugs and the Viagra and everything wasn't working. And they came to me as a last resort. And with my question intake, I discovered that he drank a lot of alcohol, like quite a surprisingly large amount of alcohol. And I said, look, I think that's one of the biggest keys. You've got to stop drinking. And he was a bit horrified about that. And he said, he negotiated with me, say, well, can I have a couple of drinks on the weekend? And I said, well, okay, no drinking during the week. On the weekend, what are you going to drink? How much? Like, I made him make an agreement with me and his wife as to what he was going to drink and how much. And he was a really fit young guy, so it was really quite unusual, but I thought that's a good starting point. So he agreed to, like, drink 4 cans on a Friday and Saturday night or whatever it was, and that he would stop that if it didn't work. Well, for him, after 3 sessions, he completely was able to turn everything around, and he actually became like a superstar, much to his delight and his wife's delight. And there was one period there where things weren't quite working, but he hadn't been doing all the exercises. So when I give the exercises to my clients, as we just layer them up and build them up each session, what I say when I finish, which I said to this lady I finished with the other night, I said, I want you to do all these exercises for 3 months, because what we want to do is we want to create a new habit. We want to rewire the body. We need the body to have the somatic learning. When you imprint it in the body, it creates new neurological pathways. It's like a lady I'm with at the, working with at the moment. You know, she's not self-pleasuring, and I'm like, it's a little bit like Nike. You've just got to do it, even if you don't want to. You've got to sort of kick that starting point off, because you've got to build that muscle and memory and change the cellular memory structure. Does that make sense?
I love... Yeah, oh, yes, it does. I'm sorry. I'm thinking in my mind, and also being aware that we've got this slight delay between what I say and when you hear me at the moment, but I was just thinking it's... Just like Nike, you've got to do it. And I thought, wow, that just sort of put some really fascinating word images up in my mind about you know, laying back and look at the ceiling because of, you know, from Victoria. I just got to do it. Just got to do it.
Well, it's more in the early days.
Okay, so that's sort of one problem. What is the other? Yeah, go on.
Oh, so I was just going to say, that's just, I can't remember now, it's like that. You asked me what other problems with people that I see? Was that is that what you're asking? Yeah, okay, just because of the light, it's a bit hard. Libido is probably one of the biggest things that I see clients about. But, you know, I also have seen clients for a myriad of other reasons, you know. I'm just trying to think of the top of my head. I had a young man that came to me that was very scattered in his energy, very disconnected from himself. He had a lot of problems. He had had some sexual abuse when he was younger by some slightly older boys. He had terrible hang-ups about the size of his penis. He had a lot of soreness on his penis from a late circumcision. So there was quite a lot of issues working with him. So what I worked with him was about connecting to himself, because he was incredibly disconnected. And that's one of the things that I work with everybody. I get them in, give them exercises to connect into their bodies. Because when we're having sex, a lot of the times the majority of people disconnect from themselves, from their bodies when they're having sex. And that happens for lots of different reasons, because we're having a great time. So we go off, you know, we're having our orgasms, and we go off into orgasm land, and there's nothing wrong about with that. But we tend to disconnect and disengage from our partners and from our bodies at times. So it's about opening your eyes and connecting to your partners, which solo pleasuring, opening your eyes and coming into the room so that you come back into your body. And the reasons we disconnect is for a myriad of reasons of shame and guilt, abuse, not for women, not worthy, not loving ourselves enough, not wanting to be fully seen in our vulnerability of having that orgasmic expression. For men, it can be, am I doing it, am I good enough lover, penis size, all those sorts of things come into it. So we sort of go function from a disconnected place. So with him, I really had to work hard in getting him into connecting into himself. And he had no libido and he was like 23. So we really had to work hard for him to get into that place of coming into me, into a session and going, hey, I actually felt aroused through the week. Like he wasn't just doing it like the Nike. He actually got to a point where he felt aroused. So there was lots of multi-layered levels of things that I worked with him, with his mind, body, and the whole gamut of pulling out all the things that I have. I'm working currently with an older person who's 60 and who is in a male body that would like to be in a female body. And the fear they have around doing the transitioning. And this person was referred to me by a psychologist that I work with. And this person was ready to transition about 2 years ago and change their mind. And the reasons behind their uncertainty is about not so much that they don't want to be identified as a female, just more about how people view them, their own hang-ups about their body and how they would look as a woman and all that sort of stuff. So we're really working with the mindset there. So that's very very interesting scenario. What else? I've worked with men that have premature ejaculation challenges that can be sometimes can be lifelong. Worked with men that can't maintain erections. And then I work a lot also with women that, you know, just have the awareness that they've had these patterns of partners that aren't serving them and they want to break those habits. And so with that, really, you know, with everything, but in this in particular, it's exploring the patterns that they've had and where the drivers for them are in how they make their choices. And we're often going back into their childhood stuff, this is with everybody, but in particular with these sorts of things. And, you know, also people that want to be in a relationship but don't know why they're not. They're not attracting somebody. So it is quite varied. I'm sure I could think of a few more things if you want me to.
No, that's we'll come back to those, I think, because I think it's really great people to realise the variety of issues that you deal with. People would hear from you, like, oh, you're an intimacy expert, you're a sex coach, and that sort of thing. It must be just what you do. But they don't realise, and I think we've been sharing this with maybe open their eyes, that it is a holistic approach. And it's not just the pure, so to speak, it's everything that impacts on that. And I think that's brilliant that you've been able to share some of those stories so people can see that there is a wide variety.
Yeah, there's lots of layers. I mean,
I might just take a break there for a minute and I'll be back with you in a back.
Sure.
We'll come back to that but later. Just hold that thought for me for a minute, Pauline. Don't forget that one. I think it'll be important. And let's take a look and I'll remind everybody. Just remind everybody that you're listening in live and that you can please call in if you've got and you want to ask a question of Pauline. If you're in America, call in on 646-716-7949. And if you're outside North America and you've come in on that live, which was tobtr.com/911431. Or you can see me on Facebook and I'll pass your question on to Pauline. Now, we've been having a fantastic chat with Pauline, even though we've got a few technical issues and there's been a bit of a delay between my questions and Pauline being able to answer. So we've had a little bit of an issue with that. However, I think those who are listening will find that going through those technical issues, we've had some fascinating information. I am speaking with Pauline Ryland, and Pauline is an intimacy whisperer and a certified tantra teacher and facilitator and a sexological body worker. And we've been talking about sex. We've been talking about that subject that people often don't want to speak about. And Pauline's been absolutely brilliant in sharing with us some of the issues and the wide variety of issues that she deals with. Everything from relationships to libido and all of the different issues of libido, all the way to people who may be looking at the transitioning and people who have problems with habits, a wide variety of issues. And just before we went to the break, we were going to start talking about the different layers that impact. So, Pauline, over to you. Yes. You've got that thought that you were holding.
I didn't realise you wanted to talk about the different layers, but, yeah, there always is layers. I just wanted to share just a couple of other aspects of the clients that, you know, I've worked and working with. You know, I've got one client that came with me with her husband, but she was suffering PTSD, which is post-traumatic stress disorder, from an issue that happened many years ago when they were in the early days of their marriage. And what was interesting was that I actually was able to clear all of that. So that's not even an issue for her anymore, which is great. But the issue more is now her relationship with her husband, where she's actually at in that relationship. And so we're sort of working through that because there's quite a lot of control aspects from the husband. So we're sort of working through that, the potential of her actually leaving him. I do want to mention my scar work that I do at some point, whether it's now or a bit later. And I just want to mention, you know, I also do work with couples that are very much in love, but are stuck and realise that things aren't right. And, you know, one couple I saw, he approached me and said that, you know, they only have sex twice a year, but he loves her very much and he's really worried about the relationship, you know, maybe something will happen. So they were both open to coming in for a session and end up working with them. And I found just a couple of things that they had were some really bad habits, you know, watching TV every night, with eating dinner in front of the TV every night, so no communication happening there. Going to bed at night and her getting a pillow and putting it behind her and putting it next to her and then getting a book out. Well, the pillow was energetically saying, you know, go away, keep away, don't touch, I'm reading. And he couldn't even, like, snuggle up to her. So they were at this check, you know, birthday was the only time I had sex. So I changed a few habits, you know, no reading in bed, bed with reading or sex, no dinner in front of the TV, sit at the table, do a couple of these connecting exercises. They came back 2 weeks after seeing me, they'd had sex and I was sitting at that dinner table for hours at the time talking. So I do teach, so coming from that space and then also from the space of they're really happy and in love, but I just want to know, you know, okay, we've been together a long time. How can we keep going for another 20, 30 years? What can we do to enhance what we already have? And so that's drawing more on the tantric practice and giving them some very cool sort of things to do there. And then, of course, I do get a lot of people that have had some form of sexual abuse. And unfortunately, which is becoming more and more common, when I ask if there's been any sexual trauma or abuse, I get a, no, not really. And I go, well, what's the no, not really? And then they share a story. And I'm like, that was abuse. That was incredible. That was actual rape. Oh, I thought it was just, you know, and it's like, no. So there's often a lot of times not an awareness or where we don't know how to speak our voice. And so we think, oh, that's just something that happened, but it was actually not okay. And so I do teach a lot about consent and boundaries and feeling into your body for your body's answer for yeses and nos and not just coming straight from the head to go, yeah, I'll do that. No, I won't do that. But that's quite important in the work that I do as well.
Oh, Pauline, thanks for sharing that because I think that's important. I think the things that came out of that for me was the communication. Of course, you know, as a speaker from my aspect, communication I think vital to everything we do. And it's really vital to your relationships. I don't know how you can possibly have a relationship if you don't actually communicate and talk to people. And it's wonderful to have seen connecting exercises that you were talking about and getting them to sit at the table, just how much communication and how that has improved their relationship. So that's brilliant.
Yeah, it was amazing. But then we started planning, you know, what else could we do with our life? You know, oh, let's do this and let's do that. And so it was a real, it was a total re-spark. It was lovely. And hopefully they're still going strong.
You must get a really big buzz from being able to see the results of what you do. Is that part of your why?
I guess it is part of my why. You know, of course I want the results, and of course I want the happy stories and the results. You know, I mean, I had one client that, you know, in her early 30s that had a horrific sexual brutal rape and overseas, and so she completely shut her sexual side down, and then just sort of, you know, many years later hearing me talk at Woodford was like, wow, I really need to do some work and get in touch with that sexual side of me again. So we started working, and she had never had an orgasm. And about three sessions in, she actually experienced an orgasm. And when we spoke, she's like, oh my God, I've got such exciting news to tell you. And she told me, and she was so excited about it. She said, I was so excited at the time, I rang two of my girlfriends to tell them and left voicemail messages on their phone. I was a bit like, what, you didn't ring me? And she's like, oh, okay, I'll text you next time. And so, you know, 2 weeks later I get a text, I just had an orgasm. And I'm like, yeah, that's the sort of thing I want to hear. So, yeah, I'm always very happy when I, of course, you get the results. Otherwise, I'm not doing my job if I'm not getting the results. So, and that's really rare that that happens. I guess the only time that doesn't happen is when the client actually don't do the work. I can't make them do the work.
And that's the same with everything. With anybody who's a coach, a business coach, a mentor, you give 300% of your time, but that's all you can do. There has to be a two-way street and commitment from your clients. There's a couple of things I'd like to explore a bit further. One is the tantra. Now, I've heard about tantra, and I'm wondering if you could just share a little bit with us what's involved with that. What is the benefit? And how can it help you?
Okay, so look, there's many different layers to tantra. And so what I do with tantra is I try to normalise it into everyday speak. There is a very much a spiritual side to tantra, and it is it started in, you know, in India and I think it was Bhutan. And tantra is means of like this expanded sort of energy. And so tantra itself is a scientific way of life, I guess in the true description of what tantra is. But tantra is, as I said, many layers. So we've got layers where we can work to connect. It's about being present. So first of all, learning to be present within yourself. And then when you're present in yourself and connected into your heart space, then when you connect with your partner from that space, it just creates a very different form of communication and connection as opposed to we normally communicate from the head space. So I teach people to get into their bodies and into their heart and communicating from that space because it is quite different. And then there's activities and exercises that you can do as a couple that are non-sexual, but they're about deepening the intimacy and the connection with you. It's like for anybody that remembers Get Smart, Maxwell Smart, was a program in Australia in the, I don't know, early 70s or 80s, I suppose, for those that are in Australia listening. And it was a comedy sort of on spy comedy. And they had this thing called the code of silence. And if they had spy business to talk about, they couldn't talk until the code of silence was dropped in around them. And then they could talk and they weren't going to be bargained or, you know, spied on. So what these practices do is create what I call the code of silence. So it brings you into a really deep presence with each other. And so that starts to build that really deep intimate space. And then from there you can expand out doing, you know, more sexual sort of connections. But then there's another side to tantra where you work with your sexual energy, because sex is an energy. And so when you work with the sexual energy, when you're experiencing self-pleasuring or actually engaged sexually with a partner, it just takes the sexual experience to another level. So it's working with the breath and working with the sexual energy and working with moving that through the body to actually heighten and expand your experience. So by learning specific techniques, you can manipulate your breath and manipulate your autonomic nervous system that will start pulling the sexual energy through the body. And the result of pulling the sexual energy through the body can be that it opens you to experience more in your orgasmic pleasure. So orgasm is not one-dimensional. You know, you can experience orgasm from friction-based sex, which is what most people are having, but you can also experience sexual pleasure from energetic orgasmic pleasure, so feeling more in the body and feeling more in the energetic component, and that just takes you to another level, and it can open you to be experiencing multiple orgasms and body orgasms, and this goes for men too. So men traditionally will ejaculate and orgasm at the same time, but they're actually two separate physiological components that have over time have collapsed together. So men can actually learn to separate those two things, and when they can learn to separate them, then that opens them to experiencing more as well, and men can have multiple orgasms and body orgasms and choose whether they want to have ejaculation or not. So it gives them more choice. And there are techniques to learn how to do that. And I guess through tantric, men will actually choose not to, because they say that when you ejaculate, you know, you lose your seed, that's why they become tired, roll over and go to sleep. Whereas men that can learn to recycle that energy, actually become more energized and more vibrant and more dynamic. So that sort of tantra. So there's lots of different levels and layers, and I do pull in on lots of those layers as well in the teaching as well. That's what I work with my clients with.
Thanks for sharing that, Pauline, because I find the whole tantra side a little bit really quite fascinating. We could probably have a whole show just talking about the different levels and what you could achieve with tantra, because the sexual energy itself can be used to do other things. You harness that energy, it can be used to take you to other levels. So,
well, it does. I mean, you can use your sexual energy. You can, you know, if you go into sex and know that you're going to have an orgasm, you can set an intention with your orgasm. So you're not just having an orgasm. You can set that intention of what you want to bring into your life through your orgasm, and it goes off into the cosmos. So there's different things that you can do, and you can work with that energy. You can manipulate that sexual energy for yourself.
Very powerful.
Very potent. And that's why, you know, people are a bit like, it's a bit woo-woo, but my whole goal is to bring it into normal speak so everyone can get to experience it.
So people can better understand. Love to come back to that, but I know that it's a whole issue. I know there was something else that you would really like to share with some of the time, and I think that is your scar work with people who have painful sex or there's some issues. So do you want to just share a few of your thoughts and what you've been doing in that area?
Yeah, so part of my training as a sexological body worker is working with scars. And so when we have a scar, let's say from a surgery, you know, you've got the physical scar on the outside, but inside we have what's known as an internal adhesion, which is the internal side of that scar. But the internal adhesions are very different. What they do, they're a little bit like what I call octopus tendrils, and they travel through the whole body. They travel through muscle and layers of fat and tissue and attach themselves to joints and ligaments and tendons and fascia and organs. So that can create problems. So that can create all sorts of problems. And so then other things that can also happen, so I can work with the scars externally and manipulate the scars and break the adhesions down in the body. So I could work on a scar on the stomach that he had adhesions in his feet and his shoulders and his testicles, like all over the whole body, because it was a very sunken scar, and that lifted after about 4 weeks and changed the whole look of the scar. But one of my biggest passions at the moment is doing genital work with the scar remediation work. So a lot of women experience painful sex, and there's no real reason why, and quite often the doctors and the gynecologists have got no idea why. And so what we do is a process called vaginal mapping, working with organic castor oil, and we map the vaginal wall. And it's like trigger point work, so there can be pain points, and so there can be a lot of releasing that happens. And what I'm finding, I've actually been working with about half a dozen women at the moment, but I'm finding after 3 or 4 sessions, the pain is gone. Like, I've been able to release that pain each session. It's increased. So then they can go back to having fantastic sex lives. But we also numb out internally as well from any sort of hard activity, or there's often quite a lot of, can be genital numbness. But working with the mapping and the castor work also brings sensation back. And then there's men that also have problems. A lot of men that have been circumcised have a lot of problems with the tip of their penis being quite sensitive, you know, before sex, after sex. It's a little bit like, oh, you know, don't touch the sore. So mapping and working with the organic castor oil can bring sensation back and can reduce that feeling. And, you know, I've also got men that have had some sort of surgery that can affect them as well. So there's lots of different avenues that I can explore with that, you know, and we can do anal mapping as well, because the adhesions can end up in the anal wall as well. So depending on situations, there might be reason to explore that depending on what things are being presented. Fabulous work. Every time I do work with that particular area, I just completely and utterly blows me away every single time. I've worked on a woman that in my training that had an episiotomy scar, was like a 20-year-old scar, and I worked on that scar and it disappeared. The scar completely vanished. And then I found an internal adhesion and worked on that, and it completely vanished under my fingers. And it's still gone. So she had a lot of releasing and, you know, a lot of letting go in the process, but that scar is gone. And actually the lady I just finished working with yesterday, she had an episiotomy scar that was giving her grief. Gone, can't even see the scar anymore, and there's no pain. So phenomenal work.
Oh, that's powerful. It's powerful because I think there's a lot of us who have pain, and it may not be pain that's really stopping us from experiencing sex, but it's probably diminishing our enjoyment in it.
And
a lot of us don't realize.
Yeah, and the problem is as it diminishes, what happens is there's that link between pain and the neurology in the brain, and so we tend to shut down more and more, and so we numb out those areas. So it's not really something that should be ignored. It should be like, wow, this is not good, let's get this sorted. Because it is an easy fix. Just not a lot of people know about it. You know, I've got a couple of gynecologists now and doctors that have gone, wow, and they're referring to me, but I can't get out to every doctor and every gynecologist on the Sunshine Coast either. So, yeah.
Well, I hope that it does get out there, because I think that's probably a very important aspect of your work that can help a lot of people. We're coming down to a little bit to our time, unfortunately, that we're getting there. A couple of questions I would like to ask you just before we go. Where are we? Who's been an inspiration for you? Just a little bit off the topic, but...
Oh, that's caught me on the hop, hasn't it? An inspiration for me. I just think, you know, there's been quite a few people over the years. I guess my brother on some levels, you know, I sort of followed his footsteps a lot along the way, and sort of consciously. You know, we both, in the early days, you know, we looked at work with crystals, and we did massage, and we did spiritual healing, and now we both work as coaches. Yes, I'm a sex coach. He's a wealth coach. So I guess that's sort of one leading example there. You know, and then in my NLP trainings, we always look for inspirational leaders in the world. And I guess Oprah was one of them. I think just her story and how she turned things around in her life is pretty phenomenal. And I was really excited to actually go and see her live. I think it was last year in Brisbane. That was pretty cool. And just, you know, even a couple of my friends that I've had over the years, one of my girlfriend who told me that I knew more about sex than anybody else. She's really inspirational to me, because she's got a really strong and hard work ethic, and she's just a go-getter on so many levels, and she's a hard taskmaster on some levels. juggling for me, balance, being a bit more balanced here. You know, she really inspires me with how she goes about her work and what she does in her world.
Very good.
There's lots of friends that around that inspire me as well. Yeah.
Thank you for sharing. And my final question for you, just a couple of sentences perhaps. It's one I ask all my guests. What do you think makes a great speaker and why?
I think what makes a great speaker is someone that knows what they're talking about, has a level of fun with it, so that the audience can see that this is a real person up there, they're loving what they're doing, they know what they're talking about. They can be a bit funny at times, and I certainly sort of throw in, not jokes, but, you know, I just be me. I'm just totally me, and I think that is a really big help.
And
I'm not trying to be anybody
really
else.
Important. Yep, and yeah, that's really important, being you. Absolutely. Pauline, where could people find you if they want to know more? And did you have something you'd like to share with our listeners?
Yeah, sure. So for those on the Sunshine Coast, I'm actually doing a workshop on Sunday the 31st of July, most likely at my home, although numbers are growing and I have to find somewhere bigger. It's from 1 to 4, and it's an Embrace the Goddess Within workshop, and in that we'll be looking at learning about our genital blueprint and gaining new awareness and understanding around sex and desire, and doing some things to turn up the volume on our libido, and just talking about sex in general. And so it's going to be a lot of fun. So they can contact me via my website, which is Pauline Ryland, which is ryeland.com, or they can ring me on 0411 701 594, and that's the workshop that I'm offering. I do offer 15-minute free consult to people, and to see what's going on and to see if that's, you know, an area that I feel that I can help them with, and then from that probably go to a strategy session to really nut it out a bit more in a lot more detail, and then from there come up with a plan. I always tailor a coaching program for people based on what we uncover in that strategy session of these are the things that I feel we need to work on to get you to where you want to be, whether that's libido coaching, working with emotional stuff, whatever it is. So they can also go through the website to book the free 15-minute consult. But people from overseas will probably have to organise to do that via Skype. So that's about all at the moment.
Okay, thanks very much for sharing that. And for anybody who's in North America overseas who would like to have that conversation with Pauline, I would urge you to book a Skype session with her through your website and just have a 15-minute conversation, and you never know where that might take you. And as you've heard from our conversation today, she's got a brilliant lot of insight into relationships, into communication, into any area that is maybe concerning you with your libido, or if you do have painful and scars there, obviously her new stuff that she's doing there is really impacting on those people. Pauline, thank you very much for being with us today. I've thoroughly enjoyed our conversation, and I do appreciate your patience. I appreciate your patience working through some of those technical issues, which you may have realised have improved out of sight as we've been going along.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it has been. It's very clear now, so it was just a little bit at the beginning. Yeah, thank you so much for inviting me on for this. It's been great fun.
Absolutely, thank you. Now, before we go, people, I will finish with my usual quote and what it means to me. And I think this one probably ties in very well with what we've been discussing this morning as well. It's, they may forget what you said, but they will never forget how you made them feel, by Carl Buescher, Buecher. Now, from my point of view, from a speaking point of view, that speaks to me in, we need to make that emotional connection when we're speaking with our audience. One of the tri-shell equations that we talk about, our formulas, is that effective business communication is a balance between the intellectual content
and the emotional connection. And one without the other leads to a rather boring presentation. So we do need to make sure that we are doing, as Pauline actually mentioned, communicate with people, but also being ourselves when we're getting up there and speaking and making that emotional connection. And it ties in with what Pauline's been sharing with us today, as in with our relationships, we need to make that emotional connection. We need to make people, and never forget how we make people feel. So it's a combination of our communication and our emotional connections in all areas of our lives. Okay, that brings us to the end of our show. I've enjoyed speaking with our guest today. And if you need to contact me, you can get me at info@trishel.com.au. Don't forget to send me your frequently asked questions. Don't forget to connect with me on Facebook on Trishel Innovative Communication Training. And you can get me on my website, trishspringsteen.com. If you'd like to have me speak on your stage or at a meeting or MC your conference, or if you'd like to interview me on your own radio station. You have been with Step Up and Speak Out with Trish. We've had a wonderful show today. I'll catch you on my next show. Thanks, Pauline. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
I can do anything. I can reach any goal today. I can do what I want. I can be what I want to be.
Coach on Fire Radio.
Thanks, Pauline. I'll catch you next time. Bye.
Thank you so much, Trish. Bye-bye.
Bye.